Am I in harmony with my desire?
So the pivoting process is simply, whenever you recognize that you're feeling a negative emotion, the obvious thing for you to do is to stop and say, I'm feeling negative emotion, which means I'm not in harmony with something that I want. What do I want? Anytime that you're feeling negative emotion, you're in a very good position to identify what it is that you are in that moment wanting. Because never are you clearer about what you do want than when you are experiencing what you do not want. And so stop in that moment and say, something is important here, otherwise I would not be feeling this negative emotion. What is it that I want? And then simply turn your attention to what you do want. In the moment you turn your attention to what you want, the negative attraction will stop. And in the moment the negative attraction stops, the positive attraction will begin. And in that moment, your feeling will change from not feeling good to feeling good. That is a process of pivoting.
What do I want and why?
Perhaps the strongest resistance that people have to beginning to tell a different story about their own life is their belief that they should always speak the truth about where they are or that they should tell it like it is. But when you understand that the law of attraction is responding to you while you are telling your story of how it is, and therefore is perpetuating more of whatever story you're telling, you may decide that it really is in your best interest to tell a different story, a story that more closely matches that which you would now like to live. When you acknowledge what you do not want, and then ask yourself, what is it that I do want, you begin a gradual shift in telling of your new story, and into a much improved point of attraction. It's always helpful to remember that you get the essence of what you think about, whether you want it or not, because the law of attraction is unerringly consistent. Therefore, you're never only telling the story of how it is now, you're also telling the story of the future experience that you are creating right now. Sometimes people misunderstand what the process of pivoting is, as they incorrectly assume that to pivot means to look at something unwanted and to try to convince themselves that it is wanted. They think that we're asking them to look at something that they clearly believe is wrong and pronounce it right, or that it is a way of kidding themselves into accepting some unwanted thing. But you are never in a position where you can kid yourself into feeling better about something, because the way you feel is the way you feel, and the way you feel is always a result of the thought that you've chosen. It is really a wonderful thing that through the process of living life and noticing the things around you that you do not want, you are then able to come to clear conclusions about what you do want. And when you care about how you feel, you can easily apply the process of pivoting to direct your attention toward more of the wanted aspects and less of the unwanted aspects of life. And then, as the law of attraction responds to your increasingly improved, better-feeling thoughts, you will notice your own life experience transforming to match more of those wanted aspects, while the unwanted aspects gradually fade out of your experience. When you deliberately apply the process of pivoting, which means you are deliberately choosing your own thoughts, which means you're deliberately choosing your vibrational point of attraction, you are also deliberately choosing how your life unfolds. Pivoting is a process of deliberately focusing your attention with the intent of directing your own life experience.
I can feel better right now.
People often complain that it would be much easier for them to focus on something positive if it were already happening in their life experience. They accurately acknowledge that it is much easier to feel good about something when something good is already happening, and we certainly do not disagree that it is easier to feel good while noticing things you believe are good. But if you believe that you only have the ability to focus upon what is happening, and if what is happening is not pleasing, then you could wait an entire lifetime, because your attention to unwanted things is preventing wanted things from coming to you. You do not have to wait for a good thing to happen in order to feel good, for you have the ability to direct your thoughts toward improved things no matter what is currently present in your experience. And when you care about how you feel, and you're willing to pivot and turn your attention toward better-feeling thoughts, you will quickly begin the positive, deliberate transformation of your life. Things that are coming into your experience are coming in response to your vibration. Your vibration is offered because of the thoughts you are thinking, and you can tell by the way you feel what kinds of thoughts you're thinking. Find good-feeling thoughts, and good-feeling manifestations must follow. Many people say, it would be so much easier for me to be happy if I were in a different place, if my relationship were better, if my mate were easier to live with, if my physical body didn't hurt, or if my physical body looked different. It would be so much easier for me to feel happy if my work were more fulfilling, if I had more money. If the conditions of my life were better, I would feel better, and then it would be easier for me to think more positive thoughts. Seeing pleasing things does feel good, and it is easier to feel good when a pleasing thing is there, obvious for you to see. But you cannot ask others around you to orchestrate only pleasing things for you to see. Expecting others to provide the perfect environment for you is not a good idea for many reasons. First, it's not their responsibility to feather your nest. Second, it's not possible for them to control conditions you've created around you. And third, and most important of all, you would be giving up your power to create your own experience. Make a decision to look for the best feeling aspects of whatever you must give your attention to, and otherwise look only for good feeling things to give your attention to, and your life will become one of increasingly good feeling aspects.
Attention to unwanted attracts more unwanted.
For every pleasing thing, there is an unpleasing counterpart, for within every particle of the universe is that which is wanted as well as the lack of that which is wanted. When you focus upon an unwanted aspect of something in an effort to push it away from you, instead, it only comes closer, because you get what you give your attention to, whether it is something that you want or not. You live in a universe that is based on inclusion. In other words, there's no such thing as exclusion in this inclusion-based universe. When you see something that you desire and you say yes to it, that is the equivalent of saying, yes, this thing that I desire, please come to me. But when you see something that you do not want and you shout no at it, that is the equivalent of saying, come to me, this thing I do not want. Within everything that surrounds you is that which is wanted and that which is unwanted. It is up to you to focus upon what is wanted. See your environment as a buffet of many choices and make more deliberate choices about what you think about. If you will try to make choices that feel good to you as you make an effort to tell a different story about your life and the people and experiences that are in it, you will see your life begin to transform to match the essence of the details of the new and improved story you are now telling.
Am I focused upon the wanted or the unwanted?
Sometimes you believe that you're focused upon what you want, when actually the opposite is true. Just because the words sound positive or your lips are smiling while you say them does not mean that you are vibrating on the positive end of the stick. It's only by being aware of the way you are feeling while you are offering your words that you can be sure that you are, in fact, offering a vibration about what you do want rather than what you do not want.
Focus on the solution, not the problem.
In the midst of what the television weatherman was calling a serious drought, our friend Esther walked down one of the paths on their Texas Hill Country property, noticing the dryness of the grass and feeling real concern for the well-being of the beautiful trees and bushes that were beginning to show signs of stress from the shortage of rain. She noticed that the birdbath was empty, even though she'd filled it with water just a few hours earlier, and she thought about the thirsty deer who had probably jumped the fence to drink the small amount of water that it held. And so as she was pondering the direness of the situation, she stopped and looked upward, and in a very positive voice, with very positive-sounding words, said, "Abraham, I want some rain." And we said immediately back to her, "Indeed, from this position of lack, you think you will get rain?" "What am I doing wrong?" she asked. "Why do you want the rain?" And Esther answered, "I want it because it refreshes the earth. I want it because it gives all of the creatures in the bushes water so they have enough to drink. I want it because it makes the grass green and it feels good upon my skin. It makes us all feel better." And we said, "Now you are attracting rain." Our question, "Why do you want the rain?" helped Esther withdraw her attention from the problem and turn her attention toward the solution. When you consider why you want something, your vibration usually shifts or pivots in the direction of your desire. When you consider how it will happen, or when, or who will bring it, your vibration usually then shifts back toward the problem. You see, in the process of taking her attention from what was wrong, by our asking her why she wanted the rain, she accomplished a pivot. She began thinking not only of what she wanted, but why she wanted it, and in the process she began to feel better. That afternoon it rained. And that night, the local weatherman reported an unusual, isolated thunderstorm in the hill country. Your thoughts are powerful, and you have much more control over your own experience than most of you realize.
What I do want is to feel good.
We visited with a young father who was at his wit's end because his son was wetting the bed every night. This father was not only frustrated about the physical disruption of finding wet bedding and clothing every morning, but he was concerned about the emotional ramifications because it had been going on for such a long time. And frankly, he was embarrassed by his son's behavior. "He's too big for this," he complained to us. We asked him, "When you come into the bedroom in the morning, what happens?" "Well, as soon as I walk into his room, I can tell by the odor that he's wet the bed again," he told us. "And how do you feel about that?" "Helpless, angry, frustrated. This has been going on for a long time, and I don't know what to do about it," he said. "What do you say to your son?" "I tell him to get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub. I tell him he's too big for this, and that we've talked about this before." We told this father that he was actually perpetuating bedwetting. We explained to him, when the way you feel is controlled by a condition, you can never influence a change in the condition. But when you're able to control the way you feel within a condition, then you have the power to influence change in the condition. For example, when you enter your son's bedroom and become aware that something that you do not want has happened, if you would stop for a moment to think about that thing that has happened that you do not want, asking yourself what it is that you do want, and then further enforcing that side of the pivotal equation by asking yourself why you want it, not only would you immediately feel better, but you would soon begin to see the results of your positive influence. "What do you want?" we ask. He said, "I want my little one to wake up happy and dry and proud of himself and to not be embarrassed." This father felt relief as he focused upon what he wanted, because in making that effort, he found harmony with his desire. We told him, "As you're thinking those sorts of thoughts, then what will be oozing out of you will be harmony with what you do want, rather than harmony with what you do not want. And you'll be more positively influencing your son. Then words will come out of you such as, 'Oh, this is all part of growing up, and all of us have been through this, and you're growing up very fast. Now get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub.'" This young father called very soon after that and happily reported that the bedwetting had stopped.
Whenever I'm feeling bad, I'm attracting unwanted.
While almost everyone is aware of how they feel in varying degrees, there are few who understand the important guidance that their feelings or emotions provide. In the most simple of terms, whenever you feel bad, you are in the process of attracting something that will not please you. Without exception, the reason for negative emotion is because you're focused upon something you do not want or upon the lack or absence of something that you do want. Many regard negative emotion as something unwanted, but we prefer to see it as important guidance to help you understand the direction of your focus, therefore the direction of your vibration, therefore the direction of what you are attracting. You could call it a warning bell because it certainly does give you a signal that lets you know that it's time to pivot. We prefer to call it a guiding bell. Your emotions are your guidance system to assist you in understanding what you are in the process of creating with every thought you think. Often people who are beginning to understand the power of thought and the importance of focusing upon good feeling subjects are embarrassed or even angry at themselves when they find themselves in the midst of negative emotion. But there's no reason to be angry at yourself for having a perfectly functioning guidance system. Whenever you become aware that you're feeling negative emotion, begin by complimenting yourself for being aware of your guidance, and then gently try to improve the feeling by choosing thoughts that feel better. We would call this a very subtle process of pivoting, whereby you gently choose better feeling thoughts. Whenever you feel negative emotion, you could say to yourself, "I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means I'm in the process of attracting something that I do not want. What is it that I do want?" Often, just acknowledging that you want to feel good will help turn your thoughts in a better feeling direction. But it is important to understand the distinction between wanting to feel good and not wanting to feel bad. Some people think that it's just two different ways of saying the same thing, when actually those two statements are exact opposite with huge vibrational differences. If you can begin to orient your thoughts by steadily looking for things that cause you to feel good, you will begin to develop patterns of thoughts or beliefs that will help you create magnificent, good-feeling lives.
My thoughts dovetail into stronger matching thoughts.
Whatever thought you're focused upon, whether it's a memory from your past, something that you're observing in your present, or something you're anticipating in your future, that thought is active within you right now, and it is attracting other thoughts and ideas that are similar. Not only do your thoughts attract other thoughts that are of a similar nature, but the longer you focus, the stronger the thoughts become and the more attraction power they amass. Our friend Jared likens this to the ropes he once observed while watching a large ship being docked. It was to be tied with a rope that was very large, too big and bulky to be thrown across the expanse of water. And so instead, a small ball of twine was tossed across the water to the dock. That twine had been spliced into a little bigger rope, which had been spliced into a little bigger rope, which had been spliced into a little bigger rope, until eventually the very large rope could easily be pulled across the expanse of water, and the ship was then secured to the dock. This is similar to the way your thoughts dovetail one to another, with one connecting to another, and so on. Upon some subjects, because you've been pulling upon the negative rope longer, it's very easy for you to get off on a negative tangent. In other words, it just takes a little negative utterance from someone, a memory of something, or a suggestion that takes you into a negative tailspin right away. Your point of attraction predominantly occurs from the day-to-day things that you are thinking about as you're moving through your day, and you have the power to direct your thoughts positively or negatively. For example, you're in a grocery store, and you notice that something that you regularly purchase has increased substantially in price, and you feel strong discomfort wash over you. You may very well think that you're just feeling shock over the sudden spike in the price of this item, and that since you have no say in what the grocer charges for the items, that you have no option other than to feel discomfort about it. However, we want to point out to you that your feeling of discomfort is not because of the grocer's action of raising the price of the goods for sale, but instead it's because of the direction of your own thoughts. Just like the analogy of the rope tied to the rope tied to the rope tied to the rope, your thoughts are tied to one another and travel quickly to heightened vibrational places. For example, "Wow, the price of this is much greater than it was just last week. This price jump seems unreasonable. There's nothing reasonable about the greed in the marketplace. Things are getting way out of hand. I don't know where it's all headed. It doesn't seem like we can go on like this. Our economy's in trouble. I can't afford these inflated prices. I'm having a hard time making ends meet. I can't seem to earn it fast enough to keep up with the increase in the cost of living." And of course, this negative train of thought could move in many directions, toward blame of the grocer, to the economy, to your government, but it usually always turns back to the way you feel that the situation will negatively impact you, because everything that you observe feels personal to you. And everything in truth is personal to you, because you're offering a vibration about it that is affecting what is now being attracted to you by your choice of thoughts. If you are aware of how you are feeling, and you understand that your emotions are indicating the direction of your thoughts, then you can more deliberately guide your thoughts. For example, "Wow, the price of this is much greater than it was last week. However, I'm not aware of the other things in my basket. They could be the same or maybe even a bit lower. I wasn't really paying attention. This one just got my attention because it was so much greater. Prices do fluctuate. I always manage. Things are going up a bit, but it's working out all right. It is quite an impressive system of distribution that makes this variety of goods so accessible to us." Once you've decided that you care about feeling good, you will find it easier to more consistently choose a better feeling direction in your thoughts. When the desire to feel good is effectively active within you, a consistent inspiration toward good feeling thoughts will be present, and you'll find it easier and easier to direct your thoughts in productive directions. Your thoughts contain enormous creative attractive power that you harness effectively only by consistently offering good feeling thoughts. When your thoughts constantly move back and forth between wanted and unwanted, pros and cons, pluses and minuses, you lose the benefit of the momentum of your pure positive thought.
Creating a book of positive aspects.
In the first year of Jerry Nestor's work with us, they were using small hotel meeting rooms in different cities, always wanting to provide a comfortable place where people could gather to address their personal questions with us. There was a hotel in the city of Austin that always seemed to forget they were coming, even though Esther had made arrangements with the hotel, signed contracts, even called in the days just prior to the event to confirm. The hotel was always able to accommodate them, even though when they arrived no one seemed to be expecting them, but it was very uncomfortable for Jerry and Esther to be in the position of urging the hotel to hurry to get the room ready before their guests arrived. Finally, Esther said, "I think we should find a new hotel." And we said, "That might be a good idea, but remember, you will take yourselves with you." "What do you mean?" Esther asked a bit defensively. We explained to her, if you take action from your perspective of lack, the action is always counterproductive. In fact, it is likely that the new hotel will treat you just like the last one did. Jerry and Esther laughed at our explanation because they'd already moved from one hotel to another for the very same reason. Well, what should we do, they ask. We encourage them to purchase a new notebook and write boldly across the front cover of it, "My Book of Positive Aspects," and on the first page of the book write, "Positive Aspects of This Hotel in Austin." And so Esther began to write, "It's a beautiful facility. It's immaculate. It's very well situated. It's close to the interstate. It's easy to find. There are many different sized rooms to accommodate our increasing numbers. The hotel staff is friendly." And as Esther was making those entries, her feeling about the hotel changed from one of negative to one of positive. And in the moment that she began to feel better, her attraction from the hotel changed. She did not write, "They're always ready and waiting for us," because that had not been her experience, and writing that would have evoked a feeling of contradiction or a feeling of defense or a feeling of justification from her. But by wanting to feel good and by deliberately focusing her attention more upon the things about the hotel that did feel good, Esther's point of attraction regarding the hotel shifted, and then something Esther found very interesting happened. The hotel never forgot they were coming again. Esther was amused to realize that the hotel had not been forgetting about their agreement because they were uncaring or disorganized. The staff was simply being influenced by her dominant thought about them. In short, they could not buck the current of Esther's negative thought. Esther enjoyed her book of positive aspects so much that she began writing pages on many subjects of her life. We encouraged her to not only write about the things in which she was seeking improved feelings, but to write about things she already felt mostly positive about, just to get in the habit of good-feeling thoughts and for the pleasure of good-feeling thoughts. It's a nice way to live.
The law of attraction adds power to thoughts.
Often, when experiencing an unwanted situation, you feel a need to explain why it has happened in an attempt, perhaps, to justify why you're in the situation. Whenever you're defending or justifying or rationalizing or blaming anything or anyone, you remain in a place of negative attraction. Every word you speak as you explain why something is not the way you want it to be continues the negative attraction, for you cannot be focused upon what you do want while you are explaining why you are experiencing something that you do not want. You cannot be focused upon negative aspects and positive aspects at the same time. Often, in an attempt to determine where your trouble started, you only hold yourself in that negative attraction longer. What's the source of my trouble? What's the reason that I'm not where I want to be? It's natural that you want improvement in your experience, and therefore it's logical that you are solution-oriented. But there's a big difference between seriously looking for a solution and justifying the need for a solution by emphasizing the problem. The realization that something is not as you want it to be is an important first step. But once you've identified that, the faster you're able to turn your attention in the direction of a solution, the better. Because a continuing exploration of the problem will prevent you from finding the solution. The problem is a different vibrational frequency than the solution. As you become aware of the value of the process of pivoting, and as you become adept at identifying what is not wanted and then immediately turn your attention toward what is wanted, you will realize that you are surrounded primarily by wonderful things, for there is so much more that is going right in your world than wrong. Also, a daily utilization of the book of positive aspects will help you to become more positively oriented. It will assist you in gradually tipping the balance of your thoughts more in the direction of what you do want. The more that you focus your attention with the intention of finding increasingly better feeling thoughts, the more you will realize that there is a very big difference between thinking about what you want and thinking about the absence of it. Whenever you're feeling uncomfortable as you're speaking or thinking about improving something you want, such as a better financial condition or an improved relationship or physical condition, you are in that moment preventing yourself from finding the improvement. The process of pivoting and the process of the book of positive aspects are both offered to assist you in recognizing in the early subtle stages of your creation that you are pulling on the very tips of that negative ball of twine so that you may right away release it and reach for the positive thread of thought instead. It is much easier to go from a thought of something that makes you feel a little better to an even better feeling thought to an even better feeling thought than to go directly to a wonderful feeling thought, because all thoughts or vibrations are affected are managed by law of attraction.
I'll begin my day with good-feeling thoughts.
when you are focused upon something that you really do not want, it is actually easier for you to remain focused upon that unwanted topic, even finding other evidence to support that thought, than it is to move to a more positive perspective, because thoughts that are likened to themselves are drawn. So if you attempt to make a big jump from a truly negative, unwanted topic immediately to a positive, delightful topic of something that you do want, you will not be able to make the jump, for there's too much vibrational disparity between the two thoughts. A determination to gently, generally, and steadily lean more and more in the direction of wanted things is really the best way to approach your personal vibrational improvement. When you first awaken in the morning, after a few hours of sleep, and therefore a vibrational detachment from unwanted things, you are in your most positive vibrational state. If you would begin your day, even before you get out of bed, by looking for a handful of positive aspects in your life, you will begin your day in a more positive vein, and the thoughts that the law of attraction will now provide as your springboard into each day will be much better feeling and beneficial. In other words, every morning you have an opportunity to establish another vibrational basis, a sort of set point that sets the general tone of your thoughts for the rest of the day. And while it is possible that some events of your day may deviate from that starting place, in time you will see that you have established complete control of your thoughts, of your vibration, of your point of attraction, of your life.
Sleep time is realignment of energies time.
While you're sleeping, or during the time that you're not consciously focused through your physical body, the attraction to your physical body stops. Sleep is a time when your inner being can realign your energies, and it is a time for refreshment and replenishment of your physical body. If, when you put yourself in your bed, you will say, "Tonight I will rest well. I know that all attraction to this body will stop, and when I awaken in the morning, I will literally reemerge back into my physical experience," you will receive the greatest benefit from your time of sleep. Awakening in the morning is not so different from being born. It's not so different from the day you first emerged into your physical body. So as you awaken, open your eyes and say, "Today I will look for reasons to feel good. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. Nothing is more important than that I choose thoughts that attract other thoughts that attract other thoughts that raise my vibrational frequency to the place where I can resonate with the positive aspects of the universe." You see, your vibration is right where you last left it. So if you lie in your bed worrying about a situation before you go to sleep, when you wake up, you will pick up right where your thoughts or vibration left off the night before. And then your thoughts for the day will get off on that negative footing. And then the law of attraction will continue to serve up for you other thoughts that are like those thoughts. But if you will make an effort as you go to sleep to identify some of the positive aspects of your life, and then deliberately release your thoughts as you remember that during your slumber you're going to detach and refresh, and then if when you awaken you will open your eyes and say, "Today I will look for reasons to feel good," you will begin to gain control of your thoughts and life. Rather than worrying about the problems of the world or thinking about things that you have to do today, just lie in your bed and look for the positive aspects of the moment. How wonderful this bed feels. How comforting the fabric feels. How good my body feels. How comfortable this pillow is. How refreshing the air is that I am breathing. How good it is to be alive. You will have begun to pull on that positive good-feeling rope. The law of attraction is like a giant magnifying glass, amplifying whatever is. And so as you awaken and look for some reasons, something very immediate to you to feel good about, the law of attraction will then offer you another thought that feels like that, and then another, and then another, and that really is what we call getting out of bed on the right foot. With a little bit of effort and a desire to feel good, you can redirect your thoughts to more and more pleasing scenarios until you will change your habits of thought as well as your point of attraction, and the evidence of your improvement in thought will begin to show up right away.
An example of a positive aspects bedtime process.
Your action orientation in life causes you to believe that it takes hard work to make things happen. But as you learn to deliberately direct your thoughts, you will discover that there is tremendous leverage and power in thought. As you focus more consistently only in the direction of what you desire, rather than diluting the power of your thought by thinking of the wanted and then the unwanted, you will understand from your personal experience what we mean. Because of your action orientation, you often try too hard and work too hard. And as a result of that, most of you bring yourselves more to the attention of what is wrong, or more to the attention of what needs to be fixed, than you do to the attention of what you desire. Here's a good way to apply the process of positive aspects at bedtime. Once you're in your bed, try to recall some of the most pleasant things that happened during the day. Since many things have undoubtedly happened during this day, you may have to ponder for a little while, and you may remember some of the less than pleasant things that happened. But stick to your intention of finding something pleasing, and when you find it, ponder it. Prime your positive pump by saying things such as, "The thing I liked about that was," or "My favorite part of that was," and then follow any positive thread that you find, thinking about the best parts of your day. And then, once you're feeling the effect of your positive thoughts, focus on your dominant intention right now, which is getting a good night's sleep and awakening refreshed in the morning. Say to yourself, "I'm going to sleep now, and while I'm sleeping, because my thoughts will be inactive, attraction will stop and my physical body will be completely refreshed at every level." Turn your attention to the immediate things around you, like the comfort of your bed or the softness of your pillow, the well-being of your moment, and then softly set forth the intention, "I will sleep well, and I will awaken refreshed with another new, good-feeling, positive point of attraction." And then off to sleep you go.
An example of a positive aspects morning process.
As you awaken the next morning, you will be in that positive, good-feeling place, and your first thoughts will be something like, "Ah, I'm awake. I've reemerged back into the physical." Lie there for a little while and bask in the comfort of your bed, and then offer a thought such as, "Today, no matter where I'm going, and no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for things that feel good. When I feel good, I'm vibrating with my higher power. When I feel good, I'm in harmony with that which I consider to be good. When I feel good, I'm in the mode of attracting that which will please me once it gets here. And when I feel good, I feel good. It's just good to feel good, if the only thing it ever brought you is the way you feel in the moment. Ah, but feeling good brings ever so much more beyond that." We would lie in the bed for 2 or 3 minutes. That is enough. And we would look for positive aspects of our surroundings. And then, as we move into the day, we would begin to acknowledge more positive aspects, looking for more reasons to feel good, no matter what the object of our attention is. In the first moment of any negative emotion, which will very likely occur even though you've begun your day looking for reasons to feel good, because there is, upon some subjects, some negative momentum already in motion, so don't worry about it. But upon the first inclination of any negative emotion, we would stop and say, "I want to feel good. I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means that I'm focusing upon something that I do not want. Now, what is it that I want?" And then we would turn our attention immediately to that which we want, staying focused upon the new thought or the positive thought long enough that we could feel the positive energy again beginning to flow through our body. As you move through your day, look for more reasons to laugh and more reasons to have fun. When you want to feel good and you do not take things so seriously, and when you're not taking things so seriously, you're not as likely to notice the lack of things wanted, and when you're not focused upon the lack of what you desire, you just feel better. And when you feel better, you attract more of what you do want, and your life just gets better and better and better. And then that night, as you lie in your bed, you will have many wonderful things to ponder as you drift off into your restful, refreshing sleep. And then you will awaken into an even better feeling new day tomorrow.
I know how I want to feel.
Sometimes when you're in the midst of an uncomfortable situation, you struggle to find any positive aspects within it. Some things are intolerable. Some things are so big and so bad that it does not seem possible for you to find anything positive about it. But that's because you're attempting to take too large of a jump from the awfulness of what you're focused upon to the solution that you desire. In other words, if you want to find an action solution right now that will fix this, but you find yourself in a situation where no action that you can take seems appropriate, always remember that while there may not be a positive aspect to your action in this moment, and while you may not be able to figure out what to do that would make you feel better, you always do know how you want to feel. It's a bit like someone saying, "I've just jumped out of an airplane and I have no parachute. What should I do now?" There are situations where, given the current circumstances, there is no action or thought that, at this point, will make a significant enough difference to change the outcome that's barreling in upon you. And in the same way that sometimes you cannot find any action that will fix things, there's no thought that will immediately change it either. But if you understand the power of your thought and the incredible leverage that consistently good-feeling thoughts provide, and you begin deliberately choosing your thoughts by utilizing the guidance that your feelings or emotions are indicating to you, you can easily transform your life into predominantly good-feeling experiences by focusing upon the improved feeling. If you're able to find even the smallest feeling of relief in a deliberately chosen thought, your gentle path toward your solution will begin. What to do in certain situations may not be clear to you, and you may at times not even be able to identify what it is that you want to have. But there is never a time that you are unable to identify, to some extent, how you want to feel. In other words, you know that you would rather feel happy than sad. You know you'd rather be refreshed than tired, or invigorated rather than enervated. You know that you would rather feel productive than unproductive. You know that you would rather feel free than confined, and growing rather than stagnant. There is not enough action available to compensate for misaligned thought. But when you begin to gain control of the way you feel by more deliberately choosing the direction of your thought, you'll discover the powerful leverage in thought. If you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own thought, you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own life experience.
Nothing is more important than feeling good.
Becoming more deliberate about the things you think is not a difficult thing. You're often particular about what you eat, or the vehicle you drive, or the clothes you wear, and being a deliberate thinker does not require much more deliberate discrimination than that. But learning to deliberately direct your thoughts toward the aspect of the subject that feels best to you will have a much greater impact on the improvement of your life than the choosing of a meal, or of a vehicle, or of clothing. Once you read these words and feel your own personal resonance with their meaning and power, you'll never again feel negative emotion without realizing that you are receiving important guidance to assist you in guiding your thoughts in a more productive and beneficial direction. In other words, you will never again feel negative emotion and not understand that it means you are in the process of attracting something unwanted. A significant thing is happening with you as you are coming into conscious awareness of your emotions and the guidance that they provide. Because even in your ignorance of what negative emotion meant, you were still negatively attracting. And so understanding your emotion now gives you control of your life experience. When you're feeling less than good, if you will stop and say, "Nothing is more important than that I feel good. I want to find a reason now to feel good," you will find an improved thought, which will lead to another and another. And as you develop the habit of looking for good-feeling thoughts, the circumstances that surround you must improve. The law of attraction demands it. When you feel good, you experience the sensation of doors opening as the universe is cooperating with you. And when you feel bad, it feels as if doors are closing and the cooperation stops. Anytime you feel negative emotion, you are in the mode of resisting something that you want, and that resistance takes its toll on you. It takes its toll on your physical body, and it takes its toll on the wonderful things that you're allowing to come into your experience. Through your process of living life and noticing things wanted and unwanted, you have created a sort of vibrational escrow, which in a sense holds for you those wanted things you have identified, until you become a close enough vibrational match to them that you allow yourself a fully manifested receiving of them. But until you find a way to feel good about them, even though they have not yet manifested in your experience, it may seem to you that they're on the outside of a door that you cannot open. However, as you begin to look for more positive aspects regarding the things that occupy your thoughts, and as you deliberately choose the more positive end of the stick of possibilities regarding the subjects that dominate your thought processes, that door will open and everything that you desire will flow easily into your experience.
It gets better the better it gets.
When you deliberately seek positive aspects of whatever you're giving your attention to, you, in a sense, tune your vibrational tuner to more positive aspects of everything. And, of course, you could tune yourself negatively as well. Many people struggle in an attitude of self-criticism as a result of negative comparison that has been directed to them from parents or teachers or peers, and there's nothing more detrimental to your ability to positively attract than a negative attitude toward yourself. So sometimes by choosing a subject about which you have practiced fewer negative thoughts, you can tune yourself to a better feeling frequency. And then from that better feeling place, as you redirect your thoughts toward yourself, you will find more positive aspects about yourself than usual. Once you find more positive aspects of the world that surrounds you, you will begin to find more positive aspects about yourself. And when that happens, finding more positive aspects about your world will be easier still. When you find things about yourself that you do not like, you will find more of those things in others. You say, the worse it gets, the worse it gets. But as you are deliberately looking for positive aspects in yourself or in others, you will find more of those things. The better it gets, the better it gets. We cannot overemphasize the value in looking for positive aspects and focusing upon more of things wanted, because everything that comes to you is dependent upon that very simple premise. You get more and more of what you are thinking about, whether you want it or not.
My universe is positively and negatively balanced.
So you are the creator of your experience, or you could say that you are the attractor of your experience. Creating is not about identifying something wanted and then going after it and capturing it. Creating is about focusing upon the subject of desire, tuning your thoughts more precisely to the aspects of the subject that you would like to experience, and therefore allowing the law of attraction to bring it to you. Whether you're remembering something from the past, imagining something about the future, or observing something from your now, you're offering thought vibrations that the law of attraction is responding to. You may refer to your thoughts as desires or beliefs. A belief is only a thought that you keep thinking. But whatever you're giving your attention to is establishing your point of attraction. Because every subject is actually two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of what is wanted, it's possible to believe that you're positively focused when in fact you are negatively focused. A person may say, I want more money, but what they're actually focused upon is the fact that they don't have as much money as they need. Most people talk most often about their desire to be healthy when they're feeling sick. In other words, their attention to what they do not want is what is prompting their remarks about what they do want. But in the majority of cases, even though they may be speaking words that seem to indicate that they're focused upon their desire, they are not. It's only by consciously recognizing how you're feeling while you're speaking that you really know if you are positively or negatively attracting. And while you may not see immediate evidence of what you are in the process of attracting, whatever you're thinking about is amassing matching thoughts and vibrations and energies, and eventually the evidence of your attraction will be obvious.
My universe responds to my attention too.
Most people believe, or would like to believe, that everything in the universe responds to their words in the same way that other people around them can sometimes be trained to behave. When you tell someone, yes, come to me, you expect them to come. When you say, no, go away from me, you expect them to go. But you live in an attraction-based universe, an inclusion-based universe, which simply means there's no such thing as no. When you give your attention to something wanted and you say, yes, come to me, you include it in your vibration, and the law of attraction begins the process of bringing it. But when you look at something unwanted and you say, no, I do not want you, go away, the universe brings that also. Your attention to it, and therefore your vibrational alignment with it, is what's causing the response, not your words. And so as you say, perfect health, I seek you, I want you, I bask in the idea of perfect health, you are attracting health. But as you say, sickness, I do not want you, you are attracting sickness. As you say, no, 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 it's coming closer, closer, closer. Because the more you struggle against something that you do not want, the more engulfed in it you become. People often believe that once they find their perfect mate or achieve their perfect body weight or accumulate enough money, then once and for all, they will find the happiness that they seek. But nowhere is there a little corner of something where only positive aspects exist. The perfect balance of the universe says that positive and negative, wanted and unwanted, exists in all particles of the universe. When you as the creator, the chooser, the definer, the decider, when you look for positive aspects, that becomes what you live in all aspects of your life. You don't have to wait around for that perfect thing to show itself to you so that you can then have a positive response to it. Instead, you can positively train your thoughts and vibrations, and then you will become the attractor of it, or the creator of it. We would encourage you to begin each day with the statement, today, No matter where I go, no matter what I am doing, and no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I am wanting to see. Remember, when you awaken in the morning, you are reborn. While you have slumbered, all attraction has stopped. That sequestering away for a few hours of sleep, where your consciousness is no longer attracting, gives you a refreshing new beginning. And so, unless you wake up in the morning and begin regurgitating what troubled you the day before, it will not trouble you in your new day, in your new birth, in your new beginning.
Decisions to feel good attract good feelings.
A woman said to us, when she found out that she was going to be attending some holiday parties, she said, as soon as I heard that I was going, I started thinking, oh, Mary's going to be there, and she's going to look so gorgeous. She realized that just the idea of the party was causing her to compare herself to other people. And she said to us, I want to stop doing that. I want to feel good about me and just enjoy the parties no matter who's there. She asked us if we could help her with the process of pivoting in positive aspects. She knew she was feeling self-conscious and didn't know what to do about it. She said, I don't even want to go to the parties. We said to her, while your feeling of self-consciousness is amplified as you think about going to these parties, it's not Mary who is the reason for your discomfort. It often feels very complicated to sort out your relationships with other people. Sometimes you even try to trace those feelings back to your childhood, but there really is no point in doing that. You have the ability from right where you stand right now to find positive or negative aspects, to think of wanted or unwanted. And whether you begin the process now or several days before you go to the party, or whether you wait until you're at the party, your work is still the same. You must look for things that feel good when you focus upon them. Because you have more control over what's activated in your own mind, it is usually much easier to find the positive aspect of a situation before you're standing right in the middle of it. So if you do imagine the situation as you want it to be, and you take the time to practice your positive response to the upcoming situation, then when you're at the party, you will witness the control that you set into motion days before you were at the party. You cannot feel good and bad at the same time. You can't focus upon wanted and unwanted at the same time. So if you've trained your thoughts to what you consider to be good or wanted before you arrive at the party, the law of attraction will deliver to you things that feel good and are wanted. It really is as simple as that. We said to our friend, if you want to feel different at these upcoming parties than you've felt at the parties in previous years, you have to begin telling a different story. The story you've been telling goes something like, I'm only invited to these parties because of my relationship with my maid. It really is not important to anyone that I be there. I'm not really a part of his work environment, and I don't really understand most of the things that they're interested in. I'm like an outsider. Mary doesn't feel like an outsider like I do. Her confidence is obvious in the way she dresses and carries herself. I always feel less attractive and less smart, less everything when I'm near Mary. I hate feeling like this. I wish I didn't have to go. We told our friend, here's an example of a better feeling story. My maid is well respected at his firm. It's nice that his company occasionally provides an opportunity for people who work there to include their spouses to get to know one another. No one there expects me to be up to speed with the inner workings of that environment. In fact, this is a party where they will probably enjoy thinking about things other than their work. Life's much larger than what happens at my husband's office, and since I'm never there, I may very well appear to be a breath of fresh air to many of them, because I'm not bogged down in the things that they're troubled about. Mary seems light and friendly. She's clearly not bogged down in office politics or problems. It's fun to watch her. She's interesting. I wonder where she buys her clothes. Very pretty things she wears. We wanted our friend to see that it's not necessary to sort out every insecurity that she had ever felt and use this office party as a means to solve it. We told her, just find something positive to focus upon and feel the benefit of having done so, and in time, Mary, or all the Marys, will be a non-issue. In fact, Mary could become your friend, but in any case, it's your decision to make. You just have to vibrationally practice it to make it so.